Yud Zayin Adar Rishon, Monday the 21st of February, Rabbi Shloimeh Frankenhuis, answering Amen.
I want to discuss together how Amen works, but before we get to that, I want to speak about the mitzvah of Hallel. It says in the Rambam, in the Gemara, it brings down in Sukkah, that there's two ways of saying Hallel. One way was Hallel, like if somebody wants to be moitzi somebody else by Hallel, so and he's a kohen, so he has to say that somebody, the goda wants to be yoitze, has to say every word of the Hallel, because the kohen can't be yoitze him. No, so if he starts Hallel, every posuk of Hallel, the kohen reads for him, and then he has to say after him the same posuk. But if it's a goda, he can be moitzi the other one. So one can say Hallel, the other ones can be Yoitze. But the Rambam brings down that, and it's the Mokas and the Gemara, that the Hallel was done on the way that everybody said Halleluko. After every posuk of the Golu, he said Halleluko. That's the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Chanukah. It's very interesting why the Rambam brings in Hilchos Chanukah, because you have Hallel on Yom Tov. So the Rambam brings in Hilchos Chanukah. He brings like this. Mile kriya sahalo bimei chachom marishoinim koch hoyo. Acha shem vorach hagodol shemakri sahalo maschil v'oime haleluko. V'chol ha'am oinim haleluko. So the godol says haleluko and the whole am says haleluko. V'choiz v'oime halelu avde Hashem v'chol ha'am oinim haleluko. So the whole arm was saying Halleluka after the posuk of the Baal Tefillah. V'choy ze v'oymer Hallelu es Shem Hashem, v'chol ha'am oynim Halleluko. V'choy ze v'oymer yi Shem Hashem mevoyroch mi'atu v'at oylom, v'chol ha'am oynim Halleluko. V'chein al kol dover dover ad shenimso oynim b'chol ha'alel Halleluko mea v'shloish v'shloish v'esrim po'omim simon lehem shnoiso shalarum. So it comes out that you say 123 times Halleluko. That's what the Rambam brings. That was the minik of Kriyas Hallel Bimei Chazal. That's the idea of Rambam. So Machloek is Rashi Mashma, it's only B'dievet. Because the people were not Boki, so they said Hallel on this way, that the Baal Tefillah said the Hallel, and the Am was saying on every posuk Halleluko. But that's a B'dievet according to Rashi. According to the Rambam, we see it's a minik Lechatchile. So I want to understand, you have to understand, what is this Halleluko? What is this Halleluko? Why the Am has to say Halleluko? Pashtis, you are Yoitzi B'Shomei HaKoine.
Just the one word, Halleluko?
No, on every posuk, Halleluko.
Just the one word.
Yeah, only Halleluko.
Just the one word.
Only one word. So what is this Halleluko? So the Miri brings in Sukkah, that is, they are Yoitzi B'Shomei HaKoine. And the Halleluko is a kind of a thing, you know, but you didn't need the Halleluko to be Yoitzi. But we'll see in Rashi in Sukkah, is mashma that Halleluka is not Yoitz B'Shomei HaKoine. Rashi brings down here, one of the Gemara says here, from one of the Minhogim of Hallel, it says, Hu oime bo chabo, vehein oimrin b'shem Hashem. The Chazan said, bo chabo, and the Tzibur said, b'shem Hashem. Mikan l'shomei HaKoine. From here we learn the halacha in kol ha'tere kule she'shomei ha'koine. Says Rashi, Hu oime boruch habo ve'eim omi b'shem Hashem. U'beboruch habo soimchim alaf, and the boruch habo the tzibur didn't say. And the boruch habo they are soimchim the Baal Tefillah ve'in oimim lo'e ha'teves atzmom ve'lo'e ha'leluko. Mikan nilmot l'she'ein yodeh lo likos v'lo lanos im shomo v'kiven liboy lo shomea l'shmoa afo piken afo shaloi ono yotso. So we hear, from here we learn the aloch of shomea koine. Why? Says Rashi. Because on the Boruch Habo, they didn't say Boruch Habo, and they didn't say Halleluko. If they would have said that by themselves Boruch Habo, so they say that Yotso by themselves. If they would say Halleluko, that Yotso by themselves, says Rashi. No. Here on the Boruch Habo, there was same on the Baal Tefillah. From here we learn that Shomei HaKoine. So what we see from here, from this Rashi, that by Halleluko, you are not Yoitzi B'Shomei HaKoine. Halleluko is a different gather. What's the gather of the Halleluko? How Halleluko works? That's what I want to discuss. So now we go to what's the subject. we want to see what is the Anias Omer. What is the Anias Omer? This interesting Rambam. The Rambam rings like this. The Rambam in the first paragraph of Hilchos Broches, Halochi Yud Aleph, Kol HaShomea, Broche min HaBroches mitchila b'atsoifo, v'nischave lotzeis boy, yedei choy vose yotzo. Avo pishelo on the Omer. The Rambam says, if you hear a broche, from the beginning from the, to the end, and you have kavona to be yotze with the broche, even though you didn't say Omer, you are yotze. That's what the Rambam says. Very good. You don't have to say Omen. Every broch, you don't have to say Omen. Chatchil, you should say Omen. But if you don't say Omen, you are yoitz. That's what the Rambam says. Now says the Rambam, V'chol ha'oine Omen, acha ha'mevorech, ha'reze ke'mevorech. V'ushi ha'mevorech ha'iv bo'isa ha'broch. And if he says Omen, acha ha'mevorech, ha'reze ke'mevorech. Then it's in higher madreg, then it's higher ke'mevorech. So if he doesn't say Omen, yotzo. Rambam says, if he says Omen, Hare Uke Mevorech. No, but so why the Rambam mentions here Hare Uke Mevorech? What's the third sefer? The Kesemit was. Yotzi. But you have it there. The Hare Madrege. You are Yotzi the Broche. You have said the Broche, but you're not a Kemevorech. That's not Kemevorech. Now the Rambam says, the Chol Oine Omen, Hare Mevorech, Hare Kemevorech. Vahushi Amevorech, Hare Boise Broche. But one condition, that the person who said the brocha is mechuyev beoseh brocha. So the Kesef Mishnah says here, v'in toima, what's the tosefet? Al koch ben ischavin losis askinen. V'in kei mai kamashman bo'in omen, ha'afilu b'loy on omen, ashman rabbein yotzo. That's what you're actually asking. You know, even without omen ya yotze. So what's the mevorech? Yeshloime kishinischavin v'loy on omen yotzo. V'loy kamevorech. But ki ono omen yotzik mevorach. So ya mevorach. So we have to understand what's the tosefet or the mevorach. What's the mile of saying omen? What's happened is omen. So there's an interesting thing in Rabbi Kivega. Somebody wants to say in Birkas Hagoyim. Somebody comes to Chutzlatz. Somebody was ill. Or he came from the desert, or Chassid Sholem, he was in prison. So he brings down, in Birch Echod Hagoyim al Atzmo. Somebody gets an aliyah and says Hagoyim. When he's chavel hoitzis chaveiroi, v'shom chaveiroi v'kivein lotzeis, yotzo afilo bli anies omen. Somebody gets an aliyah, they both were on the plane, and one's got an aliyah, and the other one is yotzim, is the brochus hagoyim. Very good. Even when he doesn't say omen. Now, like we have another case, in birech echot v'oime boruch ato Hashem alukenu melech olom, asher gemolcho kol tov, he wasn't in the plate. But he's very happy his friend came back. Yeah? Can say from the plane, or was in the midbar, was ill. And he's sameach betoivus chaveiro, so he can say a bracha for the other one, even though that he was not in the plane. What he has? What is the nusach? He can't say gemolani, because gemolani goes on himself. So he has to say gemolcho. He has to say gemolcho. So he says, if he says bracha to Hashem elokeinu melech olam, asher gemolcho kol tov v'ono omen yotzo. Only when he says omen. In this case, only when he says omen. So Rabbi Kivega says, no, this is not a brochel batol because he's happy. He's sameach b'teris chaveri. Only when he's, not everybody can say for somebody else a brochel, you know. Some people, if you're not really a father to a son to the father, or a husband to the wife, yeah, and but tonight that he's happy, you know. It was a mice, and somebody came to ask the law if you can say birkas hagoyimo when your wife came out of prison. So the case, what was the case? The wife stole in the supermarket a can of peaches. So he came to the judge and the judge said, why you did that? He said, I was very hungry. So he said, how many peaches were in the tin? 6 peaches. Okay, so you have to go 6 days to jail. Don't do it again. So anybody has anything to say again? Nothing. So the husband says, yeah, I want to say one remark. She also stole a tin of beans. So this guy can't say a goyimu. Okay. So we have here the case in birch echot hagoyimel for the other one. It says gemolcho only is loyitzim when he says home. So zebek Rabbi Kibeiga, a very deep Rabbi Kibeiga. Let's try to understand it. Rabbi Kibeiga says when he says gemolcho, the tzorich loyimal the hocho lo shayech shomea koine. The tzorich loyimal benuscho acheret. דהיינו שגמולני אלא זה על ידי עומד הוא כמו שהוא גם כן משבח ומועד היוצא. Why can't he be יוצא without עומד? Says Rabbi Kibeiga, because the person says גמולכו. Which nusach the person has to say who came from the plane? גמולני. So if he says גמולכו and I don't say עומד, so it's like I said גמולכו, so I didn't say it myself, so I have to say גמולני. So how do I change the nusa from gemolcho, what my friend said, to gemolani? It's lome.
Why not gemolani? As
gemolani?
Your problem is gemolani. Either me or you.
No, but he did. He wasn't in the plane. He can't say gemolani. It's a nusa sheker. He only can say gemolcho. You know. So if he says gemolcho and he doesn't say ome, he says Rabbi Kibeiga, it's like he said gemolcho and the guy has to say gemolani. But if he says ome, he says gemolcho and he changes the nusach to ome to gemolani. I don't understand. This is very difficult, Rabbi Kibeiga. Ome goes and says exactly what you said. You said gemolcho, so ome has to say gemolcho. What's the difference if he says ome and doesn't say ome? What's the difference? So we see from here a very interesting point. Omen is pshat, you're not copying exactly what he says. Omen is pshat, you are mevorech. You are saying a brocha to the word omen. It's your brocha. You are taking the inyan, the omen is like a tape. It takes the inyan, and the omen is an independent brocha of the mevorech. So he takes the inyan of hoidoeh, and he says, he's moide, and I say, omen is like I said gemolani. I changed the gemolcho into gemolani. That's what's written. So we see from here, that you see in the word, that omen is not only shomea koin. Omen has a toiras deeper on itself, a toiras hoido on itself, and he by himself was a mevorach. If somebody doesn't say omen, he has to say shkoyach to the other guy, because he was moitzi me. But if he says, omen, I heard you. Very good, but I did my brocha by myself. By omen, I'm saying the brocha by myself. I will bring a very, very interesting proof for this. It says in the Yerushalmi in Sukkah that if somebody says omen, even a cotton says a brocha, he's yotze. We don't paskin like that. A cotton says a brocha, which is eina metzuva, and the guy heard the brocha of the cotton, he says omen, he's yotze. How that works? A cotton can be moist to somebody else. From here we see that the brocha goes into the air and the omen takes the inyan, and I said the brocha by myself. I didn't use the cotton at all. I only used the coyness of the cotton, the inyan of the cotton, but he takes it and he says an independent brocha by himself. That's the Hare Ukumavorach. That's the pshat in the Rambam. V'chola oyne omen Hare Ukumavorach. It could be that that's the pshat that the Rambam wants to be לאפוקה from the Yerushalmi. He says like this: כל השומע ברוך מן הברוך מתחיל ועד סופו ונסחה ואין לוצץ בו ידי חבוסו יוצא בא בשביל אונו אומן וכל האונו אומן אחר המבורך הרו כמבורך ושי המבורך חי בו איזה ברוכה לא נקוטן והוא שי המבורך חי בו איזה ברוכה ולא נקוטן וכל האונו אומן אחר המבורך הרו כמבורך. So now what do you want to see? The beginning of the Aloha Sa, Kol HaShomei HaBroch Min HaBroch Zvitchil Vat Soifo Vinishav In Lotzis Boy Yotso Av Bishlon Omen. The second part, he doesn't say you have to be mechavin lo tzeis. The Kesef Mishnah says al kol chavim mischavim lo tzeis boy. But it could very well be that the Rambam means that if you say only you don't have to have bechal kavod to be yotzei with him, because I'm not yotzei with him. I'm yotzei with myself. I'm only using the hechatims of the brocha to make my omen into an omen.
If you allow a copy, maybe you can allow a recording.
Oh, very good. A very good question. They told me it's only tonight. We have to speak after. They're very good, however. What's the difference between recording and a copy and a copy in sham? It's a question you have to discuss. What's the a goy would also be good, you know?
Because
a goy, a copy,
yeah. A boy.
Because of the kavonah.
Huh?
Kavonah.
Yeah, but we say we don't need kavonah. A copy has no kavonah. Yeah.
So let me speak with this.
Okay, we have to speak. It's a very good remark. Let's speak after.
I don't have to be much to you.
That could be, according to the Rambam, you don't have to be moitzi me. Because I'm moitzi myself. I'm only using your broche to make my omen into an independent good broche. Okay. What?
Yeah,
but the Rishon is only mentioned Scott, not a shoyte, not a goy, not a tape. There was no tape, so that we can't.
Isha,
I don't remember. Isha, it depends. If she's high boy, it's a broche, it's not a chidush. You know, if he's
could be.
Anyhow, but we see one very interesting result that according to Yishalmi, we don't pass in the Rambam. Doesn't hold like that. You have to be chay boys to broke. Even though somebody's not mechuy bebroch, it's a merely gechidus. Omen helps. Okay, so now it could be that we want to understand what is the haleluka behalel. So it could be like we find omen bebroche. There was a special takone by Hallel, yes, that Halleluka is the koyach of Omen, like the koyach of Omen by Broche, is the Halleluka, is instead of a special din Omen by Hallel. So he says Hallelu Abde Hashem, and the Tzibu says Halleluka, but the Halleluka, they had the independent Broche, the Omen, and that the Ayotzi is Halleluka. So that's Chanin Rashi. They didn't say not. They didn't say the Pasuk Atzmoy, and they didn't say Haleluko. So we made it as a proof that Shomea Koine. But if you say Haleluko, you are not Yotzi with Shomea Koine, you are Yotzi by myself. Yotzi by himself, by the Amir's Haleluko. Okay. I thought once in a different sort. It could be very well be, but Halo is different. Hello, I thought about a concert. If you have a concert, you know, 100 people playing in a concert, one is on the piano, one on the violin, and one on, you know. So, the guy in the violin doesn't play, but the piano plays, he doesn't play. It's together, and somebody singing this part, and somebody singing that, the chazonis, you know, together they make the shira. The shira is, not size, is how you say it in English?
It's created.
It's created through the 100 people together. Everybody has a special task. Yeah, it's interesting. The Agoyes Maimonides brings as a mocker for Hallel, we have to say it together. So I don't have to be Bechlau Yoitzi with this, but it could be I'm not Yoitzi Bechlau. It could be that that's the Tzura, the Hallel, the Tzura was. That the Chazan said Posuk, and the Tzibah to say the right, the choir has to say Haleluka. And together, why we are Yotzi Halel? Because that's the way of Shira. Shira is together, is to say together. Very interesting. I was in Holland a few weeks ago, and in Holland they have a minute by Kabbalah Shabbos, the Shliach Tzibah says one Posuk, and the Tzibah says the other Posuk, and then the third Posuk, the Shliach Tzibah, and the fourth Posuk, the Tzibah says again. And nobody's Yotzi with any Posuk. So I said the Chulin, nobody said the whole Tehillim. He said one person and that team said the other person. How did it work? So it could be that in Shira, in Tehillim, when the Tzibah says Shira together, when one plays the violin and one the piano and the third one this, all together it comes to Shira in the Raimah Shema Yachdov. That's the way of saying Shira. That's the way of saying Shira. You don't have to be Yotzi Chlav. I wasn't Yotzi with the Posuk HaLulash Abdi Hashem. But I will say, Haleluka, I'm a part of the concert. And that's the Shira Rakodesh Boko. That's the Yotze. It could be big Chiddush. But Haleluka, you don't have to be Yotze. If you say Haleluka, you're part of the concert. And you're part of the concert, you don't have to be biyoitz. That could be a different way. But then there's a raya from Tosfos in Sota. We find that it's taka that you are not yoitz b'chal with the first part of the pasuk. Very interesting thing. In Hilchos Sefer Torah, in the Shiras Hayam was the same thing, you know. It's a very interesting thing. It says in the Masechet Sofrim, the Rambam brings it down, that the Shiras Hayam has to be 30 lines. Shloshim Shitim. Shloshim Shitim. And Shiras Hayam Koishin Oishin B'Shloshim Shitas, the Rambam brings it up. Shita Rishoyne Kedarko, V'Shara Shitas Achas Menichin Be'em So Revach, Echot, V'Achas Menichin HaRevach B'Shnei HaMekoymes, Be'em So Apshetim So Ashita Chaluko, V'Shloish Avenim So Revach K'Neget HaKsav V'Ksav Neget HaRevach. The Shiras Hayam, he says the first Shura you write completely, and then you write one word, you put a Revach, another few words, Revach, and another few. And then the second Shura is like a building, you put it other way around. And Ariach al Gabe Leveino. So the Shiras Hayam, you have to write Ariach al Gabe Leveino. Yeah? First Shura, Oz Yoshi Moshe and Israel Zashir Azoiz Lashem, by Yoimu Leimoe, and then by Shiro Lashem, you start to divide it. So actually, it's very interesting. It's Halochim Masech Sofim that the Shiras Hayam has to be Shloshim Shiti, 30 lines. There's another Halochim Masech Sofim that the Shiras Hayam has to be Ariach Gab Leveino. Yeah? You have to leave a Revach and then write, Revach, write. And then the next Shura, other way around. So the Chura, why is the first line, there's no Ariach Gab Leveino? Why by the first line we don't see that the halacha that you have to leave, you write the whole shura like here, the Rambam makes the whole shura, like the Shiras Hayam. So somebody said that it's more nice, it's nicer when it's close on the top, but at the bottom, it's not close. So what's the halacha that only the first shura has to be written completely? So it could be like this. It says in the Medrash that tzaddikim, on that thing what they do the Aveira, they do the tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Me'oz bati el paroi erei shalom hazeh," and he does tshuva. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Oz Yosher." So me'oz bati el paroi, he had a complaining about Yehovah Hakadosh Baruch Hu, says he did tshuva. Oz Yosher. So we see from here that the shira of Oz Yosher is the shira of Moshe Rabbeinu, because in the Gemara Satan brings that the shira of Klal Yisrael starts Ashiru Hashem, not me'oz Yosher. So it could be that there are two shiras here. There's a shira of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the whole shira, but the shira of Moshe Rabbeinu starts with Oz Yoshir. The shira of Klal Yisrael starts with Ashir Hashem. So what is Klal Yisrael's shira only by Ashir Hashem? So the first shira was only private for Moshe Rabbeinu. So the shira of Klal Yisrael, what was Klal Yisrael saying? Ashir Hashem after Moshe Rabbeinu, Ashir Hashem. Yes? Ki go go, Ashir Hashem. Sus v'roch v'roma v'yom, Ashir Hashem. So it could be this, the open space is to be meramez, the Ashir Hashem of Klal Yisrael. So every time there's a posuk, and then there's a Revach. It's open space. That's Ashir Hashem. But the first year was only for Moshe Rabbeinu. So there was no Klal Yisrael involved in the first year. So the first line has to be completely, because there was no Ashir Hashem in the first line. That was a private year of Moshe Rabbeinu. So although there's a halacha of shloshim shittim, because the shiro of Moshe Rabbeinu is a part of the shiro. But the halacha of Ariach Gab Leveinu, you have to leave open space, only starts from the shiro from Klal Yisrael. And that's only from the second line of the Ashiro Hashem. Therefore you find the halacha of Ariach Gab Leveinu only by the second line. Okay, a few words of Drush, a very interesting thing, is we find that the Shviras Haluchas, Shviras Haluchas, the Beis Halevi says a very interesting thing. Beis Halevi says that Klal Yisrael, the second Luchas, although it was Shviras Haluchas, he went up a very high Madrega. What was the high Madrega? He says like this: but the first Luchas, the whole Torah was in Teirah Vichsav, and Teirah Bapeh was in the Luchas. There was no Shikhas HaTeirah; people didn't forget. So the Torah was in the Luchas. If somebody forgot Halacha, he stuck in the Luchas and he remembered Halacha. Yeah, that's all. There's no Teirah Bapeh. But the second Luchas,
Nishtabru aluchas, and it was Torah shebichsav and Torah shebalpeh, and it was a gzeir on Klal Yisrael that they have to learn Torah shebalpeh, aide omer, aide tiru, mitoch hagolus, mitoch hatzar, umitoch kav, it says in the Yalkut, schorom kofel umchupam. Schorom kofel umchupam. So then there was shikras haTorah, and you have to chazen, nochamal, 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 remember and forget. It was very, a lot of omer in Torah shebalpeh. So the Beis HaLevi says, Klal Yisrael went up a gewaldig madreig by the second luchas. Because the first luchas, Klal Yisrael was tashmish de kedusha. And the second luchas, Klal Yisrael was kedusha atzmis. What do you mean? You had this luchas, was teresh b'chsam, teresh b'alpeh, so Klal Yisrael were like a tashmish de kedusha, they were learning the Torah, but they were not the kedusha atzmis, they were tashmish like a paroich, like a oranakoyish, like a mental, it was tashmish de kedusha. But the second luchas, the ksive, listen to the ksive of Torah shebalpeh was aluach libecho. Where is the place of Torah shebalpeh today? Where is Torah shebalpeh? The Torah shebalpeh is written on the heart of the people. Somebody learns a Mishnah, the ksive of Torah shebalpeh is on his heart. It says in Pesuk in Mishlei, v'kosuim aluach libecho. So I'm writing a Sefer Mishnah, I'm learning a Mishnah, I'm writing it on myself in the nefesh of a Yid, on his nefesh, in his heart, is written the Torah Shebalpeh. So like by Sefer Torah, the Klaf and the Oisius are together the Kedusha Atzmis, they have the Kedusha Sefer Torah. If somebody learns a Mishnah, somebody learns the Daf Gemara, he wrote the Shtikl Sefer Torah on himself. He became a Shtikl Torah. He became a Kedusha Atzmis. So that's the Gewaldig Madrege, the Beis HaLevi says, that in Luchas HaShnias, Klal Yisrael became Kedusha Atzmis. So we see, sometimes we see people learn, we see, they change. They didn't learn too much Musa, but they learn Shosh and Ogas Sapporo, Agarach, Kefo, all kinds of things. But you won't say you'll get Kedush from that. But if you write a Sefer Torah in yourself, you change yourself, you make a stick of Kedusha Sefer Torah, and slowly a person changes Gashmias into Ruchnias, it becomes a Sefer Torah. That's the matter of a Talmid Chochem, it's Kedusha Atzmis. Every year to learn the Mishnah, Baruch Hashem, I'm very impressed. Every morning I come here from 8:30 to 9 to start the Torah Shebalpeh in Cain. Beis Hashem, we'll be Zoyche all together to change ourselves. Kedusha Atzmis, Koyitin Hashem.